I wonder if Adam's ever coming back.
I hope he is.
Yeah.
I feel bad for our boy.
Yeah, but the show's going great.
Yeah, it's fun to do the show.
I wish that wasn't the truth. The live show was terrible.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh,
it was
dude.
Fun.
No, not Caroline's. Funny Mom's.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry, dude. Yeah, I
oh,
wish I could have been
fault.
There. I know.
Adam refused to tweet out the link. I know he's got stuff going on, but I don't want to. I would not put it past Adam to
interesting
intentionally not tweet out the link to the show to make me look bad, to remind me that he's necessary for some components of our thing.
Interesting. It's a minor power play from him. You're thinking.
Yeah, you always look mm-hmm. at what
Prince Machiavelli.
Right.
You're probably brushing up on Prince Machiavelli right now, aren't you?
No, that shit comes natural to me.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, I don't need to read a fucking book to know how to manipulate people.
Smart, yeah. How did you pick it up?
What Adam's doing?
Manipulation, the art of manipulation.
Gaming.
Gaming, of course, on the mods, yeah. On the boards.
By playing anime dating sims. Selecting the right question to ask a beautiful princess.
Just to see some side boob after playing it for three hours.
Oh, thank you for fucking my pussy.
Bro,
checkmate.
Bro, I downloaded one of those on Xbox like too late in life, like 5 years ago.
Oh, damn. Back when you had all your teeth.
Me, yeah, dude, when I was a beautiful 325-pound boy with nothing but teeth, nothing but beautiful chompers. When I say I got a hookup this time, a friend's uncle's actually a good dentist, and he really did, like, he did do good work, and the cleaning is good, and he also knows a surgeon who has been working with me, like, they've been, like, cool since I don't have insurance.
This is the thing, if I go to a guy, and I get my teeth cleaned, I pay $500 fucking.
You're not paying that for teeth cleaning.
Then I pay $200 or whatever I pay.
Yeah.
I want them to cut across my face,
right,
through my eye with the scalpel, and I want that goddamn 8-ball.
That's right.
We can get matching 8-balls, dude.
I would.
How
be down.
Jealous would Adam be if he comes back,
dude?
And you have a missing tooth with an 8-ball in it.
That,
my
honestly,
eye,
that
my
would be cool.
Half my face is stitched back together.
Yeah, I mean, you're still healing, so you look horrible. It's just pink and terrible.
Yeah, he comes back, and I've been butchered with a machete. And I have an 8-ball eye.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, what? I want one. I'm like, you're not allowed to copy, bitch.
Sorry, dude. No copying.
I'm just hooked up to an IV.
And then I smile and it just gleams. My little 8-ball gleams in the fucking sun.
Yeah, dude. We went to the hospital. Bitch. Guess we went to the hospital without you.
I guess it would be a round 8-ball tooth. It would just be cosmetic. It would not
no,
be
No,
it
would
be,
it would look
functional.
Like it would look
would
like a tooth. It would look like a tooth. But then it's got the 8-ball on.
God, this
too.
Fucking sucks. Dude, this is the most talking I've done. Because it's like, you know, like, I mean, I'm regular talking, but like, I sound so fucking stupid.
You
speaking
do.
Speaking out of the fucking
I've already gotten
tooth.
Used to it. It sounds normal to me now.
I just hit a couple Fs in a row and it really got to me.
Yeah.
But whatever, man. I'm precocious and young and cute. I got a tooth missing. I'm definitely not dying, that's for sure. This is definitely not the first stage of my body quitting on me.
Yeah.
Between this and the growth in my jaw. And me getting fatter every year and less healthy.
Yeah.
And doing more drugs as I age.
Dude. You're young. You're almost 30 years old. Yeah. That's young.
That's young.
That's certainly not middle age.
No,
by
no,
definition.
No. Mm-mm.
You know? We're definitely young guys. Dude, I fucking... You know when you're like half asleep, half awake, you know?
Yeah, of course.
And you're still kind of like dreaming, but you mm-hmm. know you're like sort of awake. I had mm-hmm. one of those the other day, and in the dream someone was like, how old are you? And I like had to think for a second. I'm like, I'm 16. and then I was like, wait, I'm 19. And the guy's like, okay. And then I woke up and I was like, fuck, I'm 29.
Yeah, it sucks.
I love that when you go into like a restaurant, like a shitty diner, and someone's like taking a knife to the seat.
Yeah, the booth, and they're just like, ah, this is fine.
Who's doing that? Who's cutting up booths?
Probably a kid like you as a child. I can see
maybe.
You taking a knife.
Did someone do a bit about that?
don't think
who's
so.
Who's slashing the booths at the diner.
I don't think
diner.
So. I don't think they did. That's all yours, buddy.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's like, that's such like a 50s gang move.
That's true. Yeah.
You go to like a 50s themed diner and you have to threaten the waiter by slicing up.
I heard yous was serving PRs here.
Yeah. We don't let the Thunder Horses seat in this. The Thunder Horses down from 87th Street can never come into the diner.
Yeah, when the only thing that like separated gangs was their fucking little names. They were just all white guys. They weren't even. They didn't even get the race yet.
Yeah,
a beautiful time in America.
The 86th Street goofballs. Nobody messes with them. That's Billy. He's the hardest guy in the world. His dad just got laid off. That's what makes him so hard. Is that his father suffers from depression.
Damn, I could have been in a gang. That's when I was tough. That's when I would have been tough.
Yeah.
Back then, when none of the gangs were very real.
Yeah, back in the 50s.
I could have been a
gang. I feel like
gang.
Everybody has those fantasies. Like when you read about like bank robbers in the 20s. Or
oh, yeah, yeah.
Mulaney definitely knows a bit about that. So
I don't remember that.
Can't go into that territory.
Oh,
I don't know. You know that bit he does about how easy it used to be to rob a bank back in the day?
Oh, easy to commit a crime, wasn't it?
Yeah, easy to commit a crime. You go into a bank and you tell everyone your name.
Yeah. Hell yeah. He also had that other bit about, like, you're bleeding everywhere, and it's like, the detective comes in, and he's like, the criminal's blood is all over. He's like, oh my God.
No, it's not.
We'll clean it up.
Well, here's like the victim. Or whatever, and there's like his blood, hair, and semen everywhere. And the detective goes, gross, clean it up.
Yeah.
That's the punchline.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Cumtown, the stand-up comedy recap podcast, where we repeat bits that comics have done, and we say who does them, so it doesn't count
it's
as
not
stealing.
It's not stealing. Oh, fuck, Maron. So what should I do next, man? What do I do?
In life?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've kind of run out of things to do.
You think this is a sign that I should just fucking...
I feel like my life in the last year is like, you know, in Scarface when the Push It to the Limit montage is happening? So it's me at the Porsche dealership, you know?
Yeah.
Me, like, fucking a hot girl or whatever. Like, ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da-da-da-da-da, you know, just blowing the money.
Yes,
like,
of course.
You know, PlayStation VR, Push It to the Limit.
Right.
Weight vest, you know.
Past
the point of no return, you know.
$800 steering wheel.
Yeah, $800 steering wheel. Push It to the Limit, but then we're only halfway through the song, and there's still plenty of song left, and I'm just sitting in my apartment because I've run out of shit to do. Past the point of no return. I'm just watching the Apple TV screensaver and twiddling my thumbs. Reach the edge, but still you gotta learn. Just looking at my fucking Apple Watch. How to keep it. Answering a text message about why Adam can't come back to the show for 6 months. Push it to the limit.
Suck your father's penis.
Be reading like the
penis.
Wikipedia page for corporate sales tax. For how capital gains works.
Yeah, just fucking look.
Maybe I'll become a stockbroker.
Yeah.
Never mind. Fuck all that shit. I ain't learning.
Learning is for gay guys.
As soon as the podcast ends, I'm fucked. Good luck getting a job if the employer has Google. Even if it doesn't end, I still have depression. I just want to kill myself.
Hell yeah, dude.
Everything's going fine and I want to die.